from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. Yeah, yesterday about 10:40 after the show, we were shooting this nation. And did you feel it? The earthquake yesterday? We felt it. Heidi thought she was just having a spell.
Well, I thought I was getting ready to pass out.
I was feeling it too. See, we're in it's Burbank,
yeah.
And we're on the 8th floor of a building. And so, standing here, and I was looking down, felt the ever familiar feeling of me getting ready to pass out.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God. And I looked up and I saw the strings that are attached to the blinds in the other studio shaking back and forth. And I was like, oh my God, it's not me. We're having an earthquake.
And then you immediately feel okay, but feel better. Yeah.
I was like, but I had to let you know because you didn't.
No,
you didn't
I was,
see
well, we were trying to shoot, like doing, you know, do, and I was like, okay, hold it together. You might pass out. Where are you filming a TV show? Just keep it together. And then it was like, okay. And when you said something, I was like, oh, thank God.
See, Heidi instantly thinks she's D.L. Hughley and is going to pass out because she's got COVID.
Yep.
No.
That's where I go first.
It was a 5.8 earthquake in the eastern Sierras, about 160 miles north of L.A. Said it was, epicenter was in the mostly dry Owens Lake bed, about 10 miles south-southeast of Lone Pine.
Mm-hmm.
Location is the center of the Owens Valley and the site of the L.A. DWP water facilities. The L.A. Aqueduct, which sends water to the city of L.A., more than 4 million residents, is just a few miles from the epicenter. But that thing's been around for 100 years, so it survived several earthquakes.
Yeah.
That's all we needed.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? One more thing. What?
No, I've heard people say that. It's like, oh, 2020. It's like, oh, no, now. It's like, all we need is an earthquake. And we had one yesterday. I can't tell you how long it lasted. It seemed like it lasted a long time. But we're in a building on the 8th floor, so, I mean, the building's not going to stop swaying instantly, will it?
I don't think so. It's like, we're up here, it's like on rollers.
It's like,
it went on for 15 seconds, maybe?
But maybe it only lasted 5 seconds. It took 10 seconds for the building to settle down.
Oh, that's what, yeah.
Just, you know, swaying to the music.
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah, it struck at 10:40 a.m. at a depth of around 3 miles. Ever been through Lone Pine? Yourself drove through there?
I mean, I feel like I've done that through Oregon, leading up to Oregon.
Maybe.
Yeah, because I know we went through Fresno. Yeah, I have then, obviously.
A town of about 2,000 residents, known in part for its filming of many classic Western films out there. I guess in 1872, Lone Pine was largely destroyed, and many residents were killed in an earthquake that's now believed to be a magnitude of 7.4, one of the largest in recorded California history. A little hot spot right there.
Yeah.
Felt all the way here in Southern California, and some in Vegas, and then Reno and San Francisco Bay Area said they felt it too.
Yeah.
So.
Imagine what it felt like in Lone Pine. I mean, is that more of a boom when you're near the epicenter? Like where it's like a boom, like, whoa, did somebody just crash into the building?
Yeah.
No, it was an earthquake.
I haven't heard any reports of any damage or anything like that, but yeah. Did you feel it, Eric?
I did, and Sammy didn't feel it. We were all in the office, and Jordan goes, hey, earthquake. I mean, no big deal to Jordan.
Well, they're these California kids.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that's an earthquake. I can tell. No big deal. Sammy's like, I can't feel it. I can't feel it. What's going on? What are you guys talking about? Are you tricking me? Are you tricking me? There's really not an earthquake, is there? And I had her lay on the floor.
Probably the best impression I've ever heard of Sammy.
It's uncanny. You really are a great actor.
She nailed it. I mean, when you share an office with somebody for so long, you just you turn into them.
Yeah, it happens.
That is what she sounds like in my head every time she talks.
Are you kidding me? I don't feel it.
Like a modern day Edith Bunker.
So I had her get on the floor.
A hot Edith Bunker.
And she did feel it, finally. And then after it was over, HR ran around the entire building. You guys were shooting your show.
Oh, no, they came by the window. Everybody okay? Thumbs up? Or like, yeah, we're fine.
With the COVID masks on and everything. Just stopping by every office to make sure everybody's okay. Yeah, it wasn't. Come on.
You guys should have jumped under your desk like elementary school kids.
Mm-hmm.
We should have just knocked everything off.
Yeah.
What happened?
It was really bad in this area.
All posed upside down on each other. Next time, let's do that.
Okay.
All right. Deal.
We'll call it an earth fake.
You know, they're clutching the watermelons that are left.
Mm-hmm.
At least we saved the watermelons.
Those can't still possibly be good. They've been here a month.
No, I think they're still good.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like, what fruit can you keep in your house for a month and it's still good? Like,
probably watermelon.
Huh.
It's the perfect fruit.
Just the one. Just the one fruit. Buy an apple at Gelson's. I have to eat it on the way home or I'm like, well, this is bad. I just got home.
An apple?
Well, you know how they say when you buy organic fruits and stuff, you're just like, I have to buy it today to eat it today.
Bananas are the ones that just go bad fast. It's like, you better eat them damn bananas or you're making bread.
Well, you say you're going to make bread. Don't throw those out. I'm going to make bread. And then no one ever makes bread. Yeah. Have you ever had banana bread? But everybody always goes, no, don't throw this out. Or don't throw this out of freezer. But what would have been a smoothie?
I know. I don't want a black banana smoothie.
And then you just get
that
gnats.
Gross.
And you're like, I think it's time. No one's going to do bread or smoothies, right? We're throwing these out.
First world problems.
Seriously.
You know how many people in this world would murder you for a black banana?
Yeah. Sadly.
So yeah, be thankful for what you got, Heidi.
I am thankful
for
what I have.
Eat that rotten apple.
I will. Worm and all.
Was there a worm in it?
Look like it. There's a little hole. Doesn't that mean there's a worm in it?
Yeah, I think so.
When you see a hole?
Why'd you buy it if there's a hole in it?
I didn't notice. I think the hole was under the sticker.
That's where they put the sticker.
Yeah, I'm like, honey, Chris, they take the sticker off and wash it. I'm like,
I guess they don't need the sticker after all. It's to hide the wormhole. Bastards.
I'm on to you, honey, Chris.
Oh, yeah. How long will this world be around anyway? We've got earthquakes happening. As long as that Yellowstone earthquake doesn't happen, because that's a planet killer right there.
Mm.
If that ever blows up,
Wait, wasn't there something in the Mayan calendar that we were supposed to end? Was it last week or this week?
I think it's today.
It was Sunday.
It already happened?
Yeah.
Okay, so
any time with the Mayan calendar than enough already. We're not listening to it anymore. Maybe it was,
what did it say, yesterday?
Sunday? It was supposed to be Sunday.
Maybe Sunday was the beginning of it. So, like, you got this little earthquake, and then they got this whole Saharan dust cloud set to hit the U.S. Gulf Coast.
Okay.
So it's like, maybe...
Thank God we've got our masks on. We need goggles now. Keep the sand from our eyes.
Yeah, the cloud of dust from the Sahara Desert in northern Africa that has been drifting over the Atlantic Ocean is expected to reach the Texas Gulf Coast this week. During the summer months, strong winds can kick up dust from the surface of the Sahara. This mass of dust combined with warm, dry air to form what is known as the Saharan air layer.
That's amazing.
How is this the first I'm ever hearing that? I'm 50 years old. This has never happened before. They're acting like it's no big deal.
Yeah, like we never heard about this in school. Like once a year, there's a Saharan dust layer.
It's like, oh no, we don't want to go to Florida this year. It's the Saharan dust layer year.
Yeah, this is
like,
a bad time of the year.
Happens every four. Now, so it can negatively impact air quality, but on the plus side, it could help prevent the formation of tropical storms for whatever reason. So that's cool.
All right.
Let's see. U.S. hits highest single day of new coronavirus cases with more than 45,500, breaking the April record. We broke a record.
We just got to stop all the testing. If you don't test, you don't have it.
That's true.
Like if you don't take a pregnancy test, you're not pregnant.
A resurgence in cases in southern and western states can be traced to Memorial Day when many officials began loosening lockdowns and reopening businesses. But that's expected to happen, right? Are they threatening to lock it all down again? Did the mayor say stay home again? Did I see that or did I dream that?
Yeah, Heidi said that in her news.
Okay, I dreamt it.
Yeah, he dreams.
I don't
when
really
I talk.
Pay attention, so it's kind of dream. It's like it's subconscious that I heard it, so it's kind of a dream.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like I do the show by myself.
Me too.
You could never.
So what'd you say? No, go back and tell me again. So are we on lockdown again? Quarantine again? What the hell he say?
Well,
Garcetti?
He said make sure you wear your masks.
Mm-hmm.
Or stay home?
Yeah, and he said if people are coming in, let's not have big family reunions. Let's still not gather in groups. Keep your masks on and social distance. And still try to stay at home as much as you possibly can.
That's right.
But, I mean, as far as the counties in Southern California go, L.A. County is not really responsible for that uptick in California cases.
It's not. It's
Ventura.
Orange and San Bernardino
Orange,
Riverside, yeah.
San Bernardino Riverside, you bastards.
Look, they were all bragging.
They're like, hey, don't come up here. We're going to go and party. Great. Ventura, though, only has, like, a handful. I mean, seriously, they're just like, it's not around here, so relax. I mean, like, 45 people have died. Not that that's not a big number, I mean, for death of any kind.
But in perspective.
In perspective of everything. It's like when they give you the percentage, increase 65%. I'm based off what numbers here?
Right.
Doesn't mean more deaths. How many people have survived it and kicked it? Millions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
And 93, but they say 93, if this is a true number, 93% of people who
have you gone out to a restaurant yet? I mean, locally, not in Oregon, but like...
Not in Los Angeles.
You haven't? I have. Huh. Went out last night.
You ate inside?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Ate inside, no mask.
Hmm.
You have to wear your mask in, which is strange to me. You wear your mask in, but then if you're going to dine in, then you can take your mask off. And there's people like waiting in line. Like I went to Western Bagel.
Okay.
It might have been Saturday morning.
I've never sat inside a Western Bagel. I go in to get them and I leave.
I sat in there. Because we were going to go on a hike. So it's like, why?
Oh, you're going to eat and then just go straight from there. Yeah.
So yeah, sat in Western Bagel. So everyone's standing in line. Doing the 6 feet, you know, on the marks on the ground.
Yep.
Line went out the door down the sidewalk, still 6 feet. But I'm sitting at a table, me and my wife and my son, and none of us wearing masks, but everybody else is.
Yeah, because you're eating, you can't.
We have to wear masks. I don't understand.
It's...
The illusion of safety? I don't get it.
Have you gotten the temperature check at the restaurant yet?
Eric, I had my temperature taken 4 times yesterday.
Rectally.
Rectally, yes. Here at work, where's
it
one?
Never gets old.
Then I had
that wasn't a thermometer.
Oh, that was your penis? Yeah, turns out I wasn't hot at all. No temperature whatsoever. I was actually under. I was cold.
That joke really backfired.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the doc. I had a doctor's appointment yesterday. I had to take it there. I mean, I got 4 times.
What'd you go to the doctor for?
I'm horrible sciatic nerve pain, and it's like to the point of unbearable. Like I've been falling because my
are you on my painkillers right now?
No, I don't take painkillers.
Well, that's the problem.
I'm not getting addicted to painkillers.
Why not?
No.
No,
I take my CBD at night before bed. Yeah.
So it'll,
I might
it'll,
take it'll, a leave once in a while.
If I'm just taking painkillers for the fun of it, yeah, I might get addicted to it.
I might take... I need the pain because I need to know if I'm getting better from what's being done. I can't just go, I don't know, feel pretty great, but there's still a problem. But they think that
what could it turn into?
Well, they think right now what's happening, and it happened before, is I have a tumor. I don't know if I talked about this, but they found another tumor in my abdomen and that I have to have removed, but... I have to wait. Like Tuesday, I go.
I thought you were like all scooped out, like an ice cream scoop.
Yeah, but it turned.
There's another one in there. They left one behind.
No, it's a new one that's growing. They can't really tell where it's growing. It looks like because everything's so tight down there, they won't know till they get in there.
Yeah, everything's so tight down there.
But they're like could be on the bowel and cervix, could be attached. They can't tell until they get there.
On and the cervix.
Yeah, because of everything's like. Right, kind of next to each other.
So they'd have to take out some of your bowels and your cervix?
Your cervix is probably going to have to go this time, they said.
That's like the button on the end of your vagina.
They left it intact the last time they went in, but this time...
That's the doorbell of the uterus.
I know.
What's going to happen?
But...
It'll just be like a deflated balloon in there.
Yeah, so I go this week to have him look to see how much it's grown since February. And then to see how fast the thing's growing. But it has to come out. I mean, it has to come out. I just have to figure out when.
Will
so they think that that's pressing
the vagina
on my...
lose its like structural fortitude if you lose the cervix? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. That's why he's like, we want to keep it intact. You're a young woman. And I'm
oh,
like,
my God.
Thank you.
You shouldn't lie to your doctor like that.
He knows how old I am.
Does he?
So he's like, you know, we try to keep it intact. That's what they did last time. But now it's obviously there's something else on there. And he's like,
did you ask him what happens if they got to take it out?
No.
Can you still have stuff, sex and stuff?
I would imagine. I think probably easier.
I don't know.
I wouldn't have any of that dog leg stuff going on. I just shoot it right on through.
But do you feel anything?
Why wouldn't I? Yeah. I don't know. I haven't gotten this far.
Or if they cut off the cervix, like I said, the doorbell of the uterus, and then just take the door off back there.
Because the uterus is gone.
Are you just, this is like an open hole into your guts? Like there's nothing? There's no back wall? It's just an open hole right into your guts.
It's like a cave.
Ave.
Find the diamond in the rough.
So I have to go this
week. I'm sure it'll be fine.
I have to go this week. And because I've canceled the appointment a couple times just from this and the other thing. And
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's great. I'll keep you all posted. So I have to go and have it measured and see where we are. If it's fast growing, if it's slow growing, yeah.
And is it cancerous?
Well, I mean, I took the CA125 blood test, and it came back negative, meaning that there's not sign of cancerous tumor, but he's like, again, I can't tell you 100% until we get in and then take it out and biopsy it. But he's like, I'm feeling pretty comfortable.
Can they just stick a long needle in you and take a little chunk of it out?
Yeah, that's what I said too. He goes, well, it needs to come out anyway, so we'll just do it and we'll biopsy it. And that's another waiting game that'll be so fun for me.
So when you go to get this thing removed, is it like an outpatient surgery? Are you going to be in the hospital for a couple days?
No, they'll depending on what time of the day.
Are they going to go through your belly button or something?
It's going to be like last time. So they'll probably go in the little mark they make down like in my bikini line where like a C-section would be. Those, and then they do
two. Oh, do you pretend it's a C-section sometimes?
Yeah, when I'm a bathing suit on, they're like, oh my God, how many kids? Two. We have two.
Tumors.
Tumors. Oh, lovely. So yeah.
The last one they took out was the size of a grapefruit, right?
Oh, Frank, there was no. I had this. There were multiple. That's why the uterus had to come out.
Like two, grapes.
You couldn't just. You
look like a bushel of grapes.
I had the uterus of a 16-week pregnancy. That's how big my all of it combined. Whatever you are at 16 weeks is what was growing inside.
Oh, all the tumors are inside the uterus.
No, some were growing off. I had two like Mickey Mouse ears on top. Then I had a tumor growing off the back of my uterus.
And like the Mickey Mouse balloons that you see?
Yes. And then a tumor growing off of that tumor that was attached to my sacrum, which was causing all my sciatic nerve pain all those years ago. Now that it's back with a vengeance, I'm thinking this one inside is now attached to that same damn area. And so that's what's causing my problems. But it's like debilitating.
What's the nerve problem that you have?
I think that's what it might be from
inside.
It's
pain, but where do you feel it?
I feel it in my all across my lower back, down my in my left butt cheek, bad, down all but left leg, behind my knee, all the way to my foot, which is numb. My left foot is tingly numb.
So when they go there and take it out, now. And they what if they get like too close to that basic nerve?
Then I'm in a chair.
You'd be in a wheelchair?
I mean, if they screw up, sure.
Because you couldn't feel your left leg, so you couldn't move it.
Right.
You can't even feel it.
Yeah. So I'd just tie it up.
I'd be hopping mad if
I would
that.
Too. You start calling me Eileen. Eileen and Frank Show, KLOS Mornings. I mean, we'll make it work. Yeah. Well, you know,
pull up a chair, Heidi has.
I mean, I was never much of a dancer anyway, so it's not really. I'm big whoop-de-doo.
Oh, man.
So that's what's been going
on. You scared?
Yeah, a little bit.
Have you cried about it?
Oh, God.
I mean, like in the mirror to yourself?
Not in the mirror, no.
But you've cried about it?
Well, yeah, I'm just like, this again? I thought I fixed the problem last time by scooping everything out. And now it's like, oh.
Eric, why are you laughing?
Just at the thought of her crying into a mirror. I don't know why.
Usually
so
I look
funny.
In the mirror and then start crying. I don't cry and then look in the mirror.
Usually the mirror is crying.
Yeah.
I do see Heidi being, you know, when she starts crying, she's got to find the closest mirror.
Well, my eyes get such a beautiful shade of blue.
I guarantee she knows what she looks like. She has like her crying face.
Well, yeah, I'm an actress.
Can we see it?
My crying face?
Yeah.
Well, no, I have a full face of makeup on now. I can't do that.
You don't have to actually cry. I just want to see the face.
Just the shape of the face. Oh, you quiver the brows. Oh, don't frown.
No.
Try to smile.
How do you cry and not frown?
There's some actresses that are just gorgeous criers. I mean, I see them. I'm like, damn.
Demi Moore.
Every time she cries, she's so hot.
One of the best. Demi Moore.
And there's some women who are just ugly criers. They're beautiful women, but they start crying. It's just their whole face changes.
Get red and patchy and splotchy. And neck's all red. Yeah,
chin face, cry
boogers,
face.
Snot
the whole
boogers.
Face sucks in like bitter beer face guy. Yeah. It's like, you were hot a second ago.
Nose is running.
Then there's the girls that are just like, and they start crying. It's like, you've never been prettier.
That's,
you cry more often.
That is sick.
You just try to make him cry, just make him look good.
You're so sexy when you cry. That is sick.
Sammy, ever looked at yourself in the mirror when you cry to see if you're good looking or ugly?
No. I mean, I'm sure I've seen it when you're trying to like get yourself together.
Oh, yeah. You know, right, like, all right, come on.
Gotta clean this mess up.
Yeah. Splash some cold water. Come on, girl, get it together. Yeah. So, yes, I've cried. But
so when are you going to find out about the surgery?
What are you going to do? Probably on Friday. I'll find out.
Oh, this Friday?
And then
tomorrow?
Is tomorrow Friday? Yes. And then as soon as we can do it. Because he doesn't want to keep it in there.
So it could be as early as next week.
Yeah, but what I would try to do is like not miss too much work. So I would do it on.
How much work would you miss? Exactly.
Just wait one day. I'm going to try to do it.
I say take two.
I'm going to try to do it on a Friday, have the weekend to recover. Because remember when I had it last time? I don't know how many days.
It's a couple days.
Maybe.
No, she missed.
Because I wasn't supposed to
maybe
drive.
Maybe she missed a week.
No, I think you were out for 3 or 4 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's fine. I mean, it's
and we won't make fun of you this time like we did last time.
Oh,
I know
it's
how much
fine.
That hurt your feelings.
No, it's fine. I'm over.
We all dressed up as Heidi's uterus, and then we all had those dodgeballs, those big red dodgeballs. So we were all different tumors on a big pink uterus. And
yeah,
it wasn't like the best thing to do when someone's like really down.
Well, it's different this time because I've come to terms. Like then, when all that happened, my wife and I were like looking at sperm, like we were trying to have a baby. Like,
and you were going to be the carrier.
Yeah. And so then when all that, the process is going through that and figuring that out.
Yeah, but
and then
we didn't
going,
know that.
And then going, oh
we
my God.
We didn't know you were really trying to find, to have a baby at that point. Yeah. So we dressed up as your tumored uterus.
Yeah. And then God was sensitive. Like, God was like, they're trying to have a baby?
No. Nah.
He already tried to slow me down with the whole lesbian thing. And then he was like,
why does your wife just carry the baby?
Well, that's what's so funny. Because our doctor, who's we both have the same OBGYN, she set my appointment with me, and he goes, well, listen, you know, Heidi, your ovaries are totally fine, you're fertile, everything's fine, we could, you know, fertilize your egg, and then your wife could carry, that way you're both a part of it. And my wife, all of a sudden, she's like, wait, what? I'm just here to...
I'm the guy in this relationship.
I'm just driving her home. And he goes, something to think about. And we were like, yeah. And then on the car ride home, we were very quiet. And we took the scenic route. We were like on PCH.
Was that an argument? Because I imagine you were like, yes,
no,
honey.
It's time
for you to pick up the ball.
She goes, we're in the car. Nothing's being said. Wind's blowing in the hair. And she just goes, you know I would, right? If you wanted me to. And I go, I know you would.
But she wouldn't.
She said she would.
I know. She had to say she would.
And then I was like, I know you would. And it sort of in that moment, we were like, we're not going to do it. That's just sort of like.
Johnny, if you were the only one of the couple who could carry a baby, would you carry a baby inside you for 9 months for your wife who had her uterus removed?
I don't know.
You would.
I would, I think.
I wouldn't.
You had little Lucy
in
there.
I don't know if I want to have a baby inside me.
Just can't drink, though?
No.
Maybe you can. People used to do that.
Eric would.
Eric would carry a baby.
I would do it.
You would love
voluntarily.
To? If you could, if they come up with the technology that men can have babies now.
He'd have a third.
You'd have a third baby, and you'd be the carrier.
I would be the governator. I mean, put it inside of me.
Eric, mark that.
Oh,
mark that for a promo,
mark
please.
Mark that for promo, Jordan. Uh-huh. That'll just be the tease for tomorrow's show.
That was the plot of a movie starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he carried a baby in his body.
Really?
That's
yes.
Right.
What movie?
I can't remember what it was called.
Around
that era, though.
So you were doing my life in movies there.
Sorry.
I didn't realize.
No, it's fine. So I've always watched that movie and gone, I wish they would come up with that in real life because I would actually implant a fetus into my body and grow it. I would love to do that.
Why?
Because I think it's a miracle.
But then you got to have it.
Well,
maybe
I mean,
that's a C-section.
Yeah, I think for me,
I don't think
it
you have to squeeze it out your wiener. Doesn't
oh,
work
no,
that way.
It's got to go out your wiener hole.
If you want to truly experience what
8 women
have.
8-pound baby out your wiener hole.
Ooh.
No.
That's a scheduled C-section.
No.
And let's take it early so it's small.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, take it now.
Can they fully
and
repair it?
I got an
it?
Episiotomy, taint to tip.
If they when your wife goes, it. I kind of like the swelling.
Mm-hmm. Put another.
Can we keep that, Doc? The swelling?
Yeah.
Can we keep that? I like it. It's thicker. Girthy. All these roll reversals.
Look how big it is. It's all swollen. Leave it like that, Doc.
You really wouldn't? You wouldn't even entertain the idea of giving birth to a child?
I don't know. Women have that thing, you know, that instinct, whatever. It's inside them, and they're born with it.
Yeah.
I don't have it.
But they forget. I mean, like, after it's done, they go, never doing that again. Worst pain of my life. I'll never, ever, ever, ever. And 2 weeks later, Frank, every single time, they're like, it wasn't that bad. It's the weirdest thing. Psychologically.
Because all their hormones and their mommy hormones, and they're looking at that baby and going, whatever pain that was, this is so good.
Yeah, but what about those mommies that are like, I hate this baby.
Well, that's postpartum. That's a hormonal thing.
Yeah, but those are hormones,
that's scary,
too, right?
That's scary.
It's like, you know.
It's like the opposite hormones.
Yeah.
That's the scary.
That's the hormones I have all the time.
He's got prepartum, postpartum.
I hate this baby, and I haven't even had it yet.
Partum.
I just think it's such an amazing thing.
It is.
And then the
I'm
connection.
Jealous.
It is an amazing
I'm
thing.
I'm jealous. I wanted to do it. I really wanted to do it. But that show's over for me.
Well, she said she would do it if you want me to.
Yeah. But we're good now.
That means she won't do it.
No, she would.
She knew that she wouldn't do it. No, she appreciates the idea that she said she would.
I appreciate the thought. She goes, you know I would if you wanted to.
She goes, I know you would. Which basically, they both lied to each other right there. But it was the best two lies.
It's a beautiful lie.
That you've ever heard instantly
in
a row.
And that's it.
But that proves that she is the dude in the relationship. Because like all guys know, if your wife is washing the dishes, you go, hey, I can wash those if you want me to.
And then she'll go, no, that's okay. You go watch TV. It's just the idea that you threw it out there.
Hey,
she
listen,
knows.
And sometimes that's all you got to do is offer. And chances are, you don't have to do anything. But just the offer is nice.
Yeah.
No, I got it. It's fine.
And I guess in that moment, I would wash the dishes if she wanted me to.
Right. But are you going to wash them in a huff?
Yeah, I'm going to resent her forever.
No, I'm going to ask her when there's one dish left.
Yeah. Babe, you need any help?
She's no, done I'm them all. There's a couple forks and knife and one dish. I'm like, I'll do those if you want me to. It's okay.
I got it.
I got it.
Thanks for coming in now.
Next. Where were you an hour ago? You had to make chili last night and dirty the pots and all the bowls.
Yeah, why do you have to cook with 14 different pots? Clean as you go. God, I hate it here.
Well, I am having your baby.
Oh my God, I love you. You're the man. You're a miracle. We're both hormones.
Can you just rub my back?
My ankles are swelling.
I don't know. This just doesn't sound right. Not going to work.
Mm. Well, thank God we have each other.
Thank God we have each other.
It's a balance.
You met her. I thought you met me.
You too.
Oh, thanks. And we have Aki.
Oh, thank God we have Aki.
Our little angel.